With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. 903 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Astros lost last night 4-3. And we got some news about, first of all, Ryan Pressly is making his way back, but he's not ready. Dusty said, nope, not ready. He's not coming back yet. And you know what? That is, you know, you brought this up a little bit earlier, is that's the benefit of being the best team in baseball. Well, this best team in the American League and the second best team in baseball is that you've got some time to let the most important thing is for Ryan Pressly to be 100%. Now, here's Dusty talking about Ryan Pressly and getting back in here to start closing games once again for your Houston Astros.
He's still day to day. We're going to postpone him because he still feeling it, so we got to get rid of that.
Has it been shut down?
No, not really. It's just not. We just determined he's not ready.
He's just not ready. He's got a neck issue. Ryan Pressly has had knee issues. Now he's got a neck issue. You know, we've seen him in the past. He's had some problems, but Ryan Pressly needs to be 100% by, you know, in a couple of weeks. I mean, we're getting close to the end of the end here. It's September 7th. So, you know, we're talking about October 6th or 7th. He's got to be right where he wants to be because that's when the playoffs are going to start. But he's got plenty of time. He's got a month to get ready. You want him to come back within a couple of weeks. So he's got a couple of weeks to get, you know, back into form. And then and it's the same with Verlander. Now, Verlander met the media yesterday. He's throwing. He's feeling okay, but there's no update on his return either.
Back sooner, JV minus 300 or Ryan Pressly plus 220?
Ryan Pressly will be back first, I think.
You think so?
I think so.
Remember, it was retroactive on Justin Verlander, so he's already put about 9 days in at least.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's about him being 100%.
Do you have any reason to think he's not on pace after you heard Dustin?
No, he seems like he's in good spirits. He seems like, yeah. I don't know what
Dusty that... just, the Ryan Pressly thing seemed, maybe it'll be about the same time.
Yeah. I don't, and again.
All right, I moved the line down.
I don't mind this at all, if you want to know the truth. I don't mind it at all that these guys are both resting. It's they're older players coming off the injury that Verlander did. I'm okay with this.
Here's some other names, by the way, to follow up what we had before. Josh Hamilton, did he reach his potential? Not in its entirety. He did win an MVP. I mean, the guy won an MVP, but he played from age 26 because he had all those issues. Remember, he didn't get started, and then he had a relapse, but he didn't get started until age 26. This guy should have been – Josh Hamilton was the same as for the Phillies.
Lenny Dykstra?
No. Now, the young dude. I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper. Very similar to Bryce Harper. Young superstar at an early age, could hit with power, could hit for average. Like, he hit, you know, he had 130, and 300 batting average. Like, this guy was the complete package. So, Josh Hamilton would be one guy, because he didn't get started until he's 26. And he had three seasons over 100 RBIs. He looked like he had the chance to be Chipper Jones. Like, he looked like he was going to be a really, truly special player. I would argue that Michael Vick did not reach his potential.
That's true.
I know he went to prison with the dogfighting, but he just never – that was a special-ass player now. He had some special talents that from an arm strength talent and the athletic ability, Michael Vick just never fully became that dude.
Art says – Dennis Rodman, he's a Hall of Famer, so I don't know.
Three championships.
Of course, he might have been better. I don't know. What could he have done? Could he have shot better?
I think he actually played through a lot of the stuff that he had going on.
Dennis Rodman, Ron Artest.
Artest, you can make an argument for. You can make an argument for. And, he's another one that kept playing, though, and played at a pretty high level.
And Travis Herzog.
No, Travis Herzog actually does weather
for
Channel 13. So that's not.
He has reached his full potential.
Would you put VY on the list? You have to.
Vince Young would be on the list.
Would be squarely on the list. RJ brought up Stephon Marbury. That's a pretty good one. Marbury, one of the things people forget is Marbury, what really also was an issue for him is that Kevin Garnett, when they were both at the T-Wolves, he was one of the last ones to get the grandfathered in $30 million deals back then. When Jordan, and then they went to the capped numbers, and it limited what Marbury could make, and he was always had that jealousy of Kevin Garnett. It's supposed to be the two of them. That kind of broke some things up as well. Nobody for the you can't think of anyone. I'm sure there's baseball. There's lots of baseball guys that you could probably think of. There's been a lot of baseball guys who have fallen short for different reasons. Did steroids knock anyone out that you can think of that didn't reach potential? Because I mean, they probably reached more than their potential
Way more than their potential.
If they were using.
Yeah.
There have been young pitchers that flamed out, but I can't think of them right now. But there's been plenty of guys. Oh, RJ also brought up Steve Francis. I think Steve Francis absolutely would belong on that list.
Yep.
Just never made himself better. Kind of the VY thing. Just never.
Living off
just
talent,
never,
as opposed,
yeah. Just his game did not get better.
He
could jump high.
He had his issues. Stevie had his issues.
Yeah,
too.
He had his issues off the court. LeBradford Smith, my guy from Bay City, was another one who I don't think ever fully lived up to it.
Yeah. All of those. That's good stuff.
I think Dell fits that.
Dell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really think Dell has much potential. Even
fair.
No.
What about Raheel? Did he reach his potential?
No. His hair. His greatest asset is that he puts his hair up in a triangle.
A mohawk? Oh, the faux hawk?
Faux hawk. Yeah.
Does he still faux hawk it?
Yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing.
You know what Raheel's never done that I've waited for? The long. Like, he has never gone to the long hair. He could pull that off if he wanted to. The longer hair in the back where he could wear it underneath. You know, just kind of go with. Or man. I could see little ponytail or man,
just
kind of going with almost Raheel control could, people.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
Raheel
he's
never gone with troll. He's never used
looks
his hair
like
to
a
troll
typical
people.
Man bun.
Yeah, but he's never used it to troll people. He's like he could. That's still in his potential arsenal.
Yeah, Brett Wallace, Mr. Smoke, Mr. What was he pants?
iPad booty.
He was.
Yeah, he had a
Brett Wallace.
Brett Wallace was carrying around some junk now.
Yeah, Ricky Williams.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a really good one.
Ricky's a good one. Yeah. It's drugs, but it still counts. I mean, he didn't reach his full potential. Josh Gordon definitely did. I think Josh Gordon is the poster boy for it. He couldn't get out of the way of his own demons. Just couldn't. Addiction is a mother now. That's why I say that. And when you watch the Tim Donaghy stuff, and I know you haven't watched it yet, but when you watch it, you will know why the NFL absolutely must come down hard on Calvin Ridley. For gambling on football, because of all the ancillary benefits of having friends on other teams who give you information about this guy's hurt. We hadn't even said anything about it. He's not even going to play. We're not giving him the ball. If you know, think about this. If Calvin Ridley knew about how, I'm just saying Calvin Ridley as an example. Let's say Calvin Ridley knew how the Dallas Cowboys were going to use their running back situation because, you know, Trayvon Diggs told him. Somebody from Alabama. I'm just using names of another Alabama player. And he said, dude, Zeke isn't even, like, Zeke's ankle's all jacked up. Where they hadn't said anything about it. That guy hasn't even, he goes, Pollard's getting all the carries. Like, Tony's going to be the guy who has most of them. You know what a guy like who, and he was betting on an app, by the way, on like DraftKings or something like that. Do you know what Calvin Ridley could do? Just go play the over in Tony Pollard yards if it's out there, or the under in Ezekiel Elliott yards. That pays the same way. It's not a point. Well, that's not a point spread. Dude, a $10,000 bet is a $10,000 bet, or a $5,000 bet's a $5,000 bet.
$1,500.
Yeah, or whatever his number is. I'm just saying it pays no matter what you're playing it on. If you've got that limit that you can get to, it's still going to pay the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's just – and someone else said – he can't, they were arguing with me. Calvin Ridley couldn't even have an impact on the game. Players can't have impacts on the game. Only referees. I'm like, dude, you could drop a touchdown, and that's 7 points. That's a 7-point swing just by dropping a touchdown. He goes, yeah, but they probably wouldn't, because probably their bonuses are tied to how many touchdowns they score. No,
nope,
they're not.
They're
There's
not.
No performance bonuses. No. It's like playing bonuses, playing time bonuses.
Right.
So, no, you could easily. The running back for – I remember – distinctly when Northwestern had my first year of Pigskin Sports, remember when Northwestern had their point shaving
yep.
scandal, their running back, I remember watching this game, I want to say it was Northwestern Indiana or somebody like that, the running back was going in and the hole was huge and he's like, oops, and just drops the ball at the 2-yard line, like, what? Because I had Northwestern, I didn't know they were shaving points at the time, and I'm like, how do you just a ball just come out when you're running for a touchdown?
That's well, how.
You know
now
how?
You found out how.
I found out how because he had action on the other side.
Mike Mignogna, Kelly McGillis, and Shut Debbie up. Gibson.
Don't read any Art. Of those.
Stop. Lawrence Phillips, Randy Gregory.
Those are good ones.
Paul Blake never reached his full potential.
Paul Blake?
That's not David made it up.
Oh, say, who's Paul Blake?
It's one of his.
Okay, thanks.
The Mockingbirds. Yeah, it's one of those. Stop it, David. Do you make up players and we read them on the air? It hurts our credibility, like we had any credibility.
Yeah.
Time for you to talk about insurance. You got insurance.
TGS Insurance has insurance. They've got you covered. Do you know that with the rise in inflation, there's become a big, big issue with homeowners insurance? That's one of the things that's gone up from 30 to 50%. In some cases. With TGS Insurance, you can get that money back. And the best way to do that is simply by texting the word money to 232323. So many of our listeners have switched over to TGS Insurance because it's never been easier. They will shop A-rated insurance companies so that you get great coverage while saving money. If you haven't shopped for prices, you are already losing money because they continue to raise the rates on you, a company that you stay with. But it's even worse when you consider the fact that inflation is raising the rates more and more and more. Grab your phone right now. It's probably in your hands as we speak, as you're hearing me, and text the word money to 232323. It's a very simple text. They get your address within 15 seconds. You have a firm quote with excellent coverage available to you. And this company has savings that are legit. I've been using them for 6 years, and I've used their services to find my homeowner's insurance as well. Text the word money to 232323. Get your homeowner's insurance quote and save big today.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time for me to talk about the CCA Texas. It's it is, if you're an outdoorsman, you really want to help out the CCA. Fund 17 Texas Parks, Wildlife Department, Coastal Fisheries, summer internships, sponsor 7 graduate-level scholarships, expedited the recovery of important species like the speckled trout. Log in to ccatexas.org, ccatexas.org, and join their golf tournament. This is an easy way for you to help them out. You like to play golf? You like food? You like drink, lunch, dinner, drinks? Presented by Kyrish Truck Centers, all proceeds benefit CCA Texas. And it's going to be on September 19th. They're going to have raffles. They're going to have get on out there. But if you're somebody that takes advantage of the wildlife and the fisheries here, then you need to support the CCA. So give them a call and join in on the tournament. It's at Wildcat Golf Club, September 19th. 713-626-4222. 713-626-4222. Tell them you want to join up for the golf tournament.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio,
The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, believe it or not, I'm going to start a new segment.
Believe it.
I'm going to start a new segment in the city. It's going to call Believe It or Not.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That time somebody created a segment.
Yeah, I mean, believe it. I'm going to do something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the headline in the Houston Chronicle this morning, the front page of the sports section.
Ready?
Defense believes it has answer to Taylor. Believe it or not?
Not.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say not.
If well, and Lovey so. Even said, yeah, talk's cheap. Let's go. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome, but... Are we really going to do that? So let's if we're, it's great to talk about it, but that doesn't get the job done. So under over on Jonathan Taylor yards.
I would say 118.5.
That's a lot. It seems like a lot.
Would you like to go back and look what he did last year? Roy Lopez is the difference. Christian Kirksey. What do you think is going to make Malik Collins?
They were there last year. They were all there last year.
All there last year.
Stingley wasn't there. Petrie wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm not sure Stingley's going to help Heinisch out a whole
wasn't
lot.
There.
Yeah, that's true. Heinisch, the undrafted free agent from Notre Dame.
Right.
That knows was not there. That's actually technically correct. Let's see what he did against the Texans last year. Do you remember? Do you think at any point he got to 200 yards in a game against the Texans? That's a lot. Probably not.
No.
You don't think he got to 200?
Jonathan Taylor yeah. last year? Maybe. Against combined receiving?
No, no, no.
Oh,
no. No, no, no.
Rushing?
Yeah.
No, he didn't run for 200 yards.
Okay. Against Houston, he ran for 145 on 14 carries.
All right.
So he averaged 10.5 a carry.
That's not 200, is it?
No. His receiving yards that day were only 13. And then actually struggled the other game, 143 yards rushing.
2 yards less?
Yeah, he had 288 yards, but that was on 32 carries. So 4.5 yards carry, 2 touchdowns in that one. So he averaged 144 yards a carry last year and 2 touchdowns a game.
Well, I could see.
I said 117.5. That's frankly extremely low.
Yeah, but that's not this year's defense.
Last
with
year,
all these
he had
new faces.
170 against the Patriots, 143 against the Texans, 185 against Buffalo, 172 against the Jets, 145 against Houston. Those were his biggest games. But in his final three games of the – no, I'm sorry. In his first three games, he had 56, 51, 64. Those were his first three games, and he ended up with 1,811 yards. But the last game where they had a chance to make the playoffs, they lost – 26-11, he only had 77 yards.
Well, you didn't give him the ball.
Yeah, that's right. You remembered that? I didn't remember that. Yeah. 15. Well, I mean, you want to put the ball in Carson Wentz's hands and give him a chance to
win.
Well,
you got to.
You got to let Carson chance. I mean, Carson Wentz carried you all season. You got to let him have a chance to, you know, keep doing the same thing.
So you're going to go over 117.5?
My number should be about 122.
Yeah.
It's really. But I'll say 117.
But he starts slow. He's a slow starter.
Yeah, slow starter.
Yeah.
117.5. What do you like, over or under?
Under.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm just using analytics right
okay,
now.
Okay, over under on touchdowns, 2.5.
Under.
Yeah, 1.5. Bold move, Cotton.
Under.
Okay, you think he's going to end up with one?
No, none. Shut him down. He's going to have 42.
Shut him down!
42 yards rushing. Down. And no touchdowns. Yeah, that's right.
Here's some little NFL, some of my fancy little stats that I get from NFL media. No big deal, right? If a team starts 1-0, they have a 53% chance of making the playoffs.
Of winning 5 games? That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's what, okay. So if a team starts 2-0, their odds of making the playoffs are 63%. The odds of winning their division are 40% if they finish 2-0. If they start 0-2, their odds of making the playoffs are 11.3%.
Wow.
Odds of winning the division, 5.7. If you start off 3-0, your odds of making the playoffs are 74.4%. and winning the division goes to 51.9% and Super Bowl goes to 10%. If you start off 0-3, who do the Texans have right out of the gate? Colts, then followed by who?
Denver and then the Bears.
They're not starting 0-3.
No.
But if they did, they would have a 2.5% chance of making the playoffs and 1.3% chance of winning the division, and no one ever has won a Super Bowl starting 0-3.
No one?
Three teams have made the Super Bowl starting 0-2. Isn't that kind of crazy? You start 0-2 and only three teams out of 265.
Wow.
Have won a Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
Huh. Well.
265 chances, I guess.
All right. How many yards was Matt Ryan throw for?
Not teams, chances. In the game? Oh, lower. Like 219 and a half.
Throws for more. Davis Mills or?
Davis Mills.
He'll throw for more.
Yeah, I think Davis Mills does. I don't think Matt Ryan is.
Because they'll be behind. Because the Texans will be behind.
They're expecting good, big things from Pittman this year. 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns.
I know our fantasy league is expecting big things because he went for a lot of money last night.
Yeah, he went for pretty good. I was hoping to sneak him through. Nope. Not going to sneak him through.
Nope.
Teams who have started 0-4 have a 1% chance of it's happened one time that they've won a division. And that one time they made the playoffs. Out of 103 times where a team started 0-4, only one team ever has made the playoffs starting 0-4.
Really?
One team ever. Now, the 17 games maybe gives you a little better chance. But, yeah, you're just not – that's not going to happen.
0-4. Was that the Oilers? Remember they won 13 straight?
Was it the Texans?
12 straight?
Wasn't it the Texans?
Was it the Texans?
Wait, did Gary Kubiak win one of those?
Wow. That sounds familiar.
Make playoffs. Teams to start 0-4 and make the playoffs. How many 0-4 teams have made the playoffs? Well, the Texans did in 18.
2000?
And remember they won a billion games in a row no one believed in them?
Yeah, right. They were 0-4.
That was the Texans who started 0-4.
But
this says the Jets did. Tampa did, San Diego Chargers.
Well, then there's more than one team. Probably.
Yeah, so I got to go back and see what the deal is. The 98 Buffalo Bills. I got to see if there's something I'm missing here. Below are the playoff division title Super Bowl probabilities for each team based on their season start. So probabilities since 1990. Okay, that's why. Since 1990. Oh. But it happened with the Buffalo Bills too, I thought. Based on season start. 9 of the 14 teams last year that reached the playoffs won in week one. The Rams won Super Bowl after winning in week one. So those are some of them. 2021 missed playoff teams. So they've got a whole list of teams not in previous postseason, the last five. So if you look at this, there were 7 teams last year who made the playoffs who were not in the previous year's playoffs. 7 teams. That's the most that's ever happened since 2020. Since 2017 had 8 teams. But last year, Arizona, Cincinnati, Dallas, Las Vegas, New England, Philadelphia, San Francisco. But, you know, New England and San Francisco were both kind of tricky ones because they had guys who had been injured and things like that. Or they lost Tom Brady. And, you know, so it's that one's a little bit different one, but they've got all kinds of information in here that we'll get to tomorrow. I'll read a bunch of them.
Well, we got the season starting.
Who's got the weakest strength of schedule?
The weakest strength of schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was an NFC. It's NFC East has the weakest. They got 3 teams I think that have the weakest strength of schedule.
Well, the Jaguars and the Colts have 46.9%, pretty low. But the New York Giants, 46.5. The Eagles, 46.4. Yeah. And the Eagle, and then you're right, the Commanders, 46.2. Yeah. So on paper, they have the weakest schedules.
Yep. All right. 929 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is that my man Forrest? Let's get Forrest in here real quick before we take a break. What's up, Forrest?
Hey, good morning, John and Lance. How are y'all doing?
Good, pal. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I was wondering if you had any comments on this Trubisky guy, Mitch Trubisky. a new quarterback for the Steelers. Any thoughts about him?
Well, actually, you know what? Mitch Trubisky is actually a better quarterback than he was given credit for in Chicago, if you want to know the truth. I don't believe that he's going to lead the Steelers to the promised land.
You think he'll lead them to the playoffs? I don't.
I don't. No.
I also don't think he'll be the starter the whole
year. I think
year.
That's one of the toughest divisions, maybe the second toughest division in football.
Well, because the only way he does is if they're making the playoffs. Because if they're not a playoff-caliber team for much of the year, he'll get benched for Kenny Pickett because they'll want to see what Pickett. Because they know Pickett is the future.
Yeah.
Mitchell Trubisky is a Band-Aid guy who's hoping to show enough to be a starter somewhere else in the future.
Yeah.
And even then, he's going to be a low-end starter. I mean, that's who he's going
to be. Yeah, he better get off to a fast start. Otherwise, he won't have the job for long. They made a mistake, and they had Mason Rudolph as the backup. And then they fixed it. Kenny Pickett is actually the backup to him. Kenny Pickett will be active. Mason Rudolph probably will not. Listen, without Deshaun Watson, the Browns are gettable. It's a winnable game. The Steelers, you know, they've got some work to do. But the Ravens and the Bengals are two of the toughest teams in the AFC. So it's going to be a tough climb there for your Steelers. They're forced. Sorry to break that news to you, but it's going to be a tough road ahead for you guys. You know what they are, Lance? Underdogs.
Yeah. Underdog Fantasy. I'm going to talk to some of the people over at Underdog Fantasy. I saw they've got a new insurance thing where you can go in and you can turn on insurance. And so if you do one of these over-unders, let's say you play four different overs and unders for player stats, and you hit – if it's on, then if you hit three of the four, you still get – money. It's a smaller payout, but you still get money. Even if you hit four of them, it's a smaller payout, but you can turn on insurance, which is this brand new feature that helps you. It's just another way to help you make money. With Underdog Fantasy, you've got daily fantasy coming up. You've got the Rams versus the Bills, and you get a pick just from those players. I mean, that's a great opportunity for you. Go head-to-head against somebody. Do it for $25, for example. They've got $15 leagues where you can do two players or three teams or six teams in your league, and there's still time to get in Best Ball Mania 3. Best Ball Mania 3 is the $10 million prize pool that you have a chance to get in your hands on. Thousands of people will be paid out. For $25, you have a best ball draft, 18 rounds, whoever your best players are each and every week. That's the amount of points that you get. This is your time to shine. Show all that fantasy football knowledge you have from spending your time on surfing those sites instead of doing work at your job. You got a chance to make money off of it with Underdog Fantasy. $100 match when you make your deposit up to $100. So make sure you use promo code Lance. Promo code Lance when you sign up at underdogfantasy.com or download the app today. Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Hey, time to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. Look, put this number in your phone right now, 281-488-6238. You never know when you're going to need a plumber. And when you do... sucks. Something's happened. I mean, you can figure out how to turn the water off. There's a big leak under your sink. You can turn it off, but you got to get it fixed. And how are you going to do that? And you want to get somebody who's reputable. You want to get somebody who's going to you can count on. You want to get somebody who's going to get there in a hurry. You want to get somebody that is going to give you not charge you just to come and give you an estimate. No. All these things are at Aqueduct Plumbing with Billy. Billy is awesome. Billy is unbelievable. He's a great owner, and you will love doing business with Billy.
Yeah, I did business with him. I had a big job that needed to be completed, and the transparency, the efficiency with which they work, and really just the honesty. I mean, getting the job right the first time is very important, and you have to have somebody that you trust so that you're getting the right type of work done and not additional work that you don't need. And we definitely put our name on Aqueduct Plumbing. That is the way they do business. Go to thebenchplumbing.com for more information, thebenchplumbing.com.
The Kings are on the air.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, we had Star Pizza last night. It was pretty good. I don't know if you heard. Yeah. But, yeah.
I want to go. I still haven't gone to the Gypsy Poet. I want to check that place out.
Gypsy Poet's got Chicago-style pizza?
No, I don't think so. But it's supposed to be really good. Eric, our own Eric Sandler from Culture Map has raved about it. A lot of people have raved about it. I've never gone. I think it's kind of like the name Gypsy Poet.
I don't know.
It's kind of crunchy. You've got some artists who display work. They play music in there. Like live bands playing, things like that. I found a three-piece jazz band that plays every Sunday at like 8, and they're really talented.
Yeah.
Really, really good. It's down by this popsicle place. I have to ask McCool what the name is, but I'm going to have to, when I need to unwind and just get away from on a Sunday.
Why would you have to unwind and get away from anybody?
Sometimes things happen.
Well, you work all week. You should spend Sunday night with the family watching 60 Minutes.
That's what I hear. Well, we're not watching 60 Minutes
Why aren't anymore. You watching 60 Minutes?
No one watches 60 Minutes anymore.
What are you talking about? Everybody.
It's good stuff on there still.
It's great stuff on
I
there.
I just never
How about you be educated that. Instead of watching Mr. Great or Mr.
Mr. Beast. I don't Mr. watch Beast. Mr. Beast. I rag on Mr. Beast.
Oh.
I do everything I can to hate on Mr. Beast, mainly because he makes substantially more than I do, and he's 24.
There is that.
Yeah, that's that. Everyone who's an influencer, or who has a channel on YouTube. Who it's just. Do you know what? Did you say this or did Chris Ellis? One of you told me there was a poll. What percentage of kids under the age of 20 believe that they are going to become social media influencers?
Oh, like, no, I said yeah.
The number's incredibly high relative to what
like half.
It's like the new athletes.
Yeah.
And forever it's always been, I'm going to be a basketball player. I'm going to be a football player. I'll be a baseball player. Now it's like, I'll for sure be an influencer.
Right.
Oh, I'll for sure be an e-gamer. I'll for sure have my own YouTube channel. I'll be a streamer. For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
No.
I mean, my friends think I'm funny. I'm going to do reaction videos.
I made somebody laugh once. I'm going to be an influencer. Okay.
That's the conversation parents are going to have. It used to be, listen, I don't want to spoil your dreams, but do you know that less than half of 1% are actually professional baseball players? The odds of you ever, this is what it's going to turn into in like 4 years. Listen, I don't want to spoil your dream, Aiden, but literally less than 0.5% of actual e-gamers become professionals and actually make it in the e-gaming league. And you're not going to be an influencer as well. There's such a small percentage of influencers and YouTube channels that actually make it big. You've got to be more realistic and try to become a plumber or an electrician. These manual labor jobs are what you need. Don't try to become and
Are
just,
you talking? Are you specifically talking to anyone?
No, I swear to God, I'm not. It's just because I wish my kids would try to become YouTube influencers.
But
look how much money they make. I'm not going to stop them if they try it, if they're good.
Yeah, if they're good.
If my kids, the things that they said, if my kids would have started 8 years ago or 9 years ago, would have started a YouTube channel.
Opening up presents?
They could have been famous. Yeah. I mean, my kids went viral just fighting in the driveway. They do that all the time.
I know.
Lamar Jackson retweeted and called them these young jits right here. Jits like a prison camp, like a youth. Like they go to youth prison camps or whatever. Jit. It's a Florida term. Anyway, he retweeted it. They had like 2.5 million views. They just do that regular.
Yeah.
Fighting in the driveway over a basketball game. Big deal. That's literally nothing.
So
Johnny made... Snacks at age 3 threatened to arrest and shoot Johnny Manziel if he was ever a police officer. He would arrest him and shoot him. And I played that on the air all the time. I captured it. If my kids would have made so much money if they would have just got off their asses when they were 4 and 5 and 7 years old and started a YouTube channel. They could have talked about sports, which would have invariably broken out into a fight on camera.
Yeah. No. Fought each other. That'd be great.
I wouldn't be working with you. I'd be making, good things would be happening.
Speaking of fights, Jake Paul and Anderson Silva. Who you got?
Well, it's a boxing match, and Anderson, a big part of him is elbows and kicks and knees. I'm going to take...
There'll be some elbows in there.
Well, you don't want
to... He's also,
Anderson,
what, 49 years old?
Anderson's older. I'm going to go Jake Paul.
Yeah. Well, it's a boxing match.
No, he's...
I mean, how about if they do MMA?
No, it's Anderson Silva. Jake Paul's not stupid. He's not. Although he's claimed he would fight if Dana White would change the salary structure on. And Dana White's like, forget that. That's not happening.
No, Jake,
we don't Jake need Paul you. Is like fighting for guy. I actually think Jake Paul is a squirrel. But I am conflicted about. Like, he is entertaining. I do want to see him get beat, obviously. Same elements you have with Conor McGregor. He's entertaining. Floyd Mayweather. All entertainers. You all want to see them get beat. I do wonder, however, if Jake Paul is ever going to... if Jake Paul is ever... Because I do think he's actually trying to potentially use his influence for some different things. Like, he's eventually going to be a huge businessman. He's going to start something, and not just to add, hey, Lance, his YouTube channel is a business. Actually, he's already started. I'm talking about he'll be a major player in some industry at some point relatively soon. This guy's making so much money.
Mm-hmm.
He's making so much money. The idea of just doing sports talk shows where you just, well, I'm just going to grind and watch the games. And I'm going to write up some notes on this. This is not how you do it. You act like Stephen A.
Why are we acting like sports radio hosts aren't the original influencers?
You we know do. What?
We are.
We are. We are.
No, we are
some of the original influencers.
No. And David said he wanted to be a comedian, but he was afraid everyone would laugh at him. So stupid.
I can't even take these
David,
people seriously.
We can't have a serious conversation anymore, okay, without people saying stupid stuff. It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Let me ask you this. This is really getting bad. Dude, it is real. The live thing versus the PGA, it's getting really.
Is this and happening here's faster where, here's than where you expected it to?
You want to see where it's showing up really poorly? Okay. Trevor Immelman, who you don't know.
I know Trevor Immelman. Yeah. I wouldn't know him if he came in the room. Okay. You'd say, Trev! And I'd be like, yeah. Is that Trev Alberts, the AD
of
North?
He's the least known Masters winner ever. So... He's leading the President's Cup, the international team for the President's Cup. Here's the guys he picked. Cam Davis, Siwoo Kim, we know, Christian Buzwidahut, K.H. Lee, Sebastian Munoz, Taylor Pendrith. I mean, there are three guys on there. Well, yeah, two guys on there I've never heard of, and this is the President's Cup team. It really is affecting everything now. And it's bad. There was a war of words yesterday. Back again. I mean, there's just
why do people think that there's no consequence? I am truly puzzled. I had somebody tell me yesterday. Well, no one saw this coming with NIL. I did. What? How do y'all not see that this was coming? The floodgates were open. You honestly didn't see all these elements coming? Do you not look forward at all? How do people not think that this was going to be a major issue when Saudi money started pumping in that no one could? You didn't think that the nature of people would be to take as much money as they possibly could? Did anyone really not think this was going to be a serious? I thought from the very beginning this is a major issue, and the PGA should be able to fight as hard as they can, because if you don't have majors that you can keep away from them, you have no chance.
You have no legs. Dustin Johnson was reported. He's made $7.7 million in four tournaments.
Why would he
be on the PGA Tour? Why would he be on the PGA Tour when he just made $7.7? Phil made the joke. He's like, oh, my God, PGA just found all this money? Wow.
I know.
How interesting.
I wondered if Phil had a point there.
Phil does have a point there. Now, all of a sudden, now we got all this money to throw at the players? Where was this money before? You had this money all along. Why didn't you throw it at the players before?
You just didn't know Phil was going to be this amazing groundbreaker.
Yeah.
It was going to be, you know, Phil is the guy that took the bullets, but what an amazing person he was to fight the good fight so that we could get Saudi oil money.
Well, not only so, no, but we got because of Phil, we got PGA money.
We'll see if it holds up. PGA extra money, that's not... They're getting wallet whipped now. They're going to start losing sponsorships and TV deals are going to go down. And this is, it is going to be an incredibly bad deal for them. And it's just amazing some people didn't see it.
Here's what's going to happen is they're going to have to get back together. At some point, they're going to go, you know what? Just like the AFL and the NFL just said, you know what? Why keep fighting each other? You know what? Let's just join forces. And to get these good players to go back, they're going to have to get in bed with the Saudis. The PGA is going to have to get in bed. Listen, if you think that American businesses aren't in bed with the Saudis, you're wrong. If you go look up American businesses that do business with Saudi Arabia, and the list is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Huge, huge corporations that all do business with the Saudis. But if you are a golfer and you do business with the Saudis, man, are you a bad person? You're a horrible person. Mm. Do you know how many businesses in America are doing business with Saudis? Stop. Time to talk about your seats, getting your seats. Right?
Simple Seats. If you're a bad person, if you're getting your tickets from any place else, but it's not your fault. I mean, Simple Seats, when you go to Simple Seats, you get prices that are actually on the seat itself. I love how when I've gone to other ticket places, you have to click this button. You turn the slider on, and it says, if you want to see what prices are with fees and taxes, yeah, I want to know what the real price is for a ticket. It's Simple Seats. They don't have that button that you turn on. You know why? It's always the price, whatever the price is on a seat. If your ticket is $121 and you're getting two tickets, guess what? It's going to cost you $242 plus tax. That's what the amount is going to be. If your amount is going to be $46 for a ticket and you get five tickets, then that's what the price is going to be plus the tax at the checkout. What you're not going to see is convenience fees. You're not going to see transaction fees. You're not going to see these fake make-believe fees that they pop onto your account whenever it's time to check out. It's a clear bait and switch with these other ticket companies, but never with Simple Seats. Longhorns, Aggies, Cougars, you've got Astros, Rockets, Texans, those games, Dynamo, you can find them at SimpleSeats.com. And when you use promo code Lance10, you're going to get $10 off of your first order of $50 or more. If you are looking for the best seats, the best prices, and never any fees, go to SimpleSeats.com, promo code Lance10.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're gross if you dip. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. What are you dipping? You got that stuff. It's in there, and it's tobacco. And, oh, by the way, you're killing yourself, too, by the way. Okay? You're really exposing yourself to all kinds of disease. And stop already. Stop with the dip, okay? Because it's gross. New way to dip with hemp. There's a new way to dip with hemp. It's made of hemp. The pouches are made of hemp. There's hemp inside, and there's CBD oil. No tobacco, no nicotine. Let's go. Let's go. It's a step forward, all right? Hey, listen, you do not want to, if you've been doing this, if you've been dipping for years, you really are endangering yourself. If you think, oh, it's fine, no, there's plenty of examples of people who have gotten, just stop already, stop. You got a new way to dip with hemp, traditional tobacco flavors, or original fresh flavors. I don't know how I can keep on insisting that you stop this horrible habit and try this. This is a different way to do it that you can still have all of those same sensations, but you're not risking life and limb, literally life and limb. Go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. All right, so Lance, I got a few questions for you.
Yeah.
All right. Did you see Dr. You know there's some tough campaigns going on. Dr. Oz is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he doesn't live there, but he's running there.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Apparently, he's hired actors to play convicted felons supporting his opponent.
No way.
Yes.
That came out?
Yes. Yes.
That feels like dirty pool.
Yeah. Apparently, there's newly obtained surveillance video that shows fake Trump elector escorted operatives into Georgia County's elections office before voting machine breach. So apparently there was, it's just, can we stop?
What are we doing as a society?
It's thing after thing after thing after thing. There's a rising U.S. Chess star. His name is Hans Niemann. Apparently, people think he's cheating. Somehow, he's cheating. So he says he'll play naked to prove that he's not cheating. Do you want to see Hans Niemann play chess naked?
No, but how do you cheat in chess?
I don't know how you cheat in chess. Do you have somebody?
Is he banging on a trash can? Oh, is he wearing buzzers?
Well, but somebody else.
So he's wearing buzzers. Did John Boy get him? Catch him? Hi, I'm Hans Niemann's niece. And I can tell you that he's definitely cheating.
How do you? Well, yeah. Is there a buzzer?
How do you know what they're going to like? Yes. You play your opponent's
moves. And somebody
moves.
Else would have to tell you. Let that somebody else just play that.
You see the move. What are you trying to? How do you cheat in chess?
How do you get arrested by Polk County, Florida?
Oh, Florida. There's any?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of.
I mean,
to get
probably a taser's involved.
Well, the Cartersville deputy police chief. Apparently, he paid cash and White Claws to a prostitute. Do you want a prostitute that will take White Claws for services?
No.
Coors Light?
Well, no, but I'm thinking about saying something. I'm like, right now, my mentally, I was just self-censoring. I'm like, the White Claw, is the White Claw really the drink of the prostitutes?
I don't.
Does that sound like a prostitute's drink, the...
Yeah! Why can't prostitutes enjoy a nice White Claw?
I guess they can. I'm just saying it feels more sorority girlish, right?
Yeah. I guess. No, I think everybody can enjoy a nice White Claw, Lance. I would
somebody
prefer...
Like a Briar Grove.
Hey, pay me in Coors Light. I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're easy.
Men are... Here's a new study, Lance. Men are happier in relationships when they think they're funnier. Do you think you're the funny one in your relationship?
No, I am. Are you funny at all? not intentionally. She does funny stuff that I take and I put on Twitter. Like when she machine gun texts me 9 texts in 1 minute. That seems impossible to get that many words in.
And each one is a different text.
Bing, 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 all in the same time.
Right.
Just lighten me up.
Right.
And she doesn't think that's funny. And yet I think I said, no, you're really funny with this machine gun texting. This is hilarious. Look how many people are laughing about this. That's not funny, isn't it?
That isn't funny. No. Apparently, transgender pronouns.
I'm out on this one.
Yeah, me too. An Irish teacher was suspended for school and jailed over transgender pronouns.
In Ireland, she was jailed.
She's been suspended from work and jailed for contempt of court after he refused to use the correct pronouns to address a transgender student. He was jailed.
I guess that's don't start no one be none.
Or better start.
It's the policy.
Either better start. Better start some. Using some thems and theys.
No, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. If you know that's the rules.
Yeah, best start. We're done. Vanessa and Gallant are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
By the way, shout out our guy Michael over at Pete's. I'm stopping by to get a little to get my burgers.
Ooh, got burgers today?
Yep.
I'm going to. Tri-blend?
Yep.
I'm going to.
Well, my kids like the Wagyu. I'm like, you're not getting the Wagyu burgers, although that is fatty and delicious.
It's delicious, but I think the Tri-blend's the best.
No, we're doing burgers for, so I have to do burgers because we're going up to, I have to do it on Friday because we're going up for Alec is coming back. My son Alec from college. We're going to go up to the Longhorn game. So we do a little Friday lunch.
Well, we're going to go. And so I'm heading to Pete's too, as a matter of fact. We're going to go to Golden Nugget on the 12th and 13th. The day after opening, the 11th.
This is Sunday, brother.
I know.
I'm excited. Well, we're doing the show Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Right. So we only got a couple
shows. But it's actually open, right?
Yeah.
Right now. It's open this weekend for people.
It's already open. It was open September 1st, as a matter of fact. And it is ready for you to get there to the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Nice.
We're going to be there at the Golden Nugget DraftKings Sportsbook on September 12th and 13th. If you are somebody that's looking to do something on the 12th and 13th, come and see us. If not, you can go there anytime because it's open now and it's fantastic. It is a giant sports book with all the TVs and all the amenities that you could possibly want at your sports book. Now, you've got all the table games. You've got poker. You've got all the machines that you could want to play. And you've got the sports book, which opened up. It's fantastic. It is why go to Vegas when you have it right here just 2 hours down the road in Lake Charles. The Golden Nugget is awesome. And oh, by the way, you got the pool, you got the restaurants, you got everything else. It is the place to get to if you're looking to get your gamble on. It's right here, just 2 hours away. You don't have to go all the way to Las Vegas. You got everything you could possibly need at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.